Today we begin an in-depth look at a little-known program that is pushing the boundaries of the American justice system. We're not going to Guantanamo or Afghanistan, we're going to the U.S.-Mexico border. Operation Streamline takes immigrants caught entering the country illegally and funnels them through the federal courts by the busload. They're often arraigned, counseled, and convicted in a matter of hours.
Now, the government says Streamline, this program, is a success and a needed change from the old catch-and-release policy. But as we're going to hear today and tomorrow, it's not as successful in deterring illegal immigration as the government claims, and nobody can tell us how much it costs. NPR's Southwest correspondent Ted Robbins has spent the last 3 months analyzing court data. He's spoken with the Border Patrol, prosecutors, defense lawyers, immigrants, and even federal judges. And he begins with this rare recording from a federal courtroom.
Federal Magistrate Judge Karen Molson's courtroom in Las Cruces, New Mexico, is packed with 45 defendants. The judge is trying to figure out where to put them.
I think what I'd like to do is put them in the jury box, if that's all right.
Throughout this two-hour proceeding, men and women caught crossing the border illegally shuffle into their seats wearing handcuffs and leg shackles, and the same clothes they've had on since they were caught.
There's a call your name if you'll come up to the jury box. 10 P.O. 1821, Severa Rosenda Caetano Coeta. Coeta, sorry. 10 P.O. 1822, Karina.
The defendants have earphones so they can hear a court interpreter repeat the judge's words in Spanish.
The charge you would be pleading guilty to alleges that you are an alien who illegally entered the United States at a place not designated for immigration purposes.
The charge is a misdemeanor. The maximum penalty is a fine and 6 months in prison. In groups of 5 to 7, Judge Molson asks the defendants a series of questions, including, have you been told your rights? Have you had enough time to talk with your lawyer? Is anyone pressuring you? Then she asks them how they plead. Guilty by all. If anyone wanted to fight the charge, they'd spend at least a month in jail waiting for a trial. Judge Molson sentences the defendants to time already served, 6 to 10 days from when they were caught. Everyone now has a criminal record, and the judge gives them a stern warning that they face a longer sentence if they're caught again. She does recommend that two people not be deported because they have family in the U.S. legally. She tells the rest,
you will be deported from the United States, and with that deportation and this criminal conviction, it will be difficult or impossible for you to enter the United States lawfully in the future.
This daily systematic mass sentencing is unlike anything in U.S. judicial history. This is Operation Streamline. Agent Robert Rocha leads me into the Border Patrol station outside Del Rio, Texas. Operation Streamline began here 5 years ago.
These are holding cells, okay? These just came in from another station. We're going to be helping them with the processing of these aliens.
5 years ago, Deputy Chief Patrol Agent Dean Sinclair says agents were overwhelmed catching and processing illegal crossers, then returning them to Mexico. The sector chief thought that convicting the immigrants of a crime would make them think twice about trying to cross again.
So Operation Streamline was developed using existing laws, policies, procedures to put a deterrence effect into the mindset of the economic aliens coming across, hoping to deter those crossings.
The Border Patrol labeled Operation Streamline a success in Del Rio, so it expanded to Arizona, New Mexico, and other places in Texas. At least 130,000 people have been convicted of illegal entry since it began. But there are serious questions about defendants' rights. Do they get adequate legal representation? At first, in Del Rio, lawyers were paid by the case, so some took as many cases as they could. Jacques de la Mota says at one point he handled up to 140 cases in 3 days.
In the beginning in 2005 when this program started, I had mixed feelings as to the system and the process, and were we putting people on a conveyor belt, so to speak.
The court in Del Rio was ordered to stop and to start paying defense attorneys by the hour. Jacques de la Mota now gives his clients basic information in a group, then he meets separately with each one. Still, in 5 years, he says no one has gone to trial. When Streamline expanded up to 70 people a day in Tucson, it pushed the boundaries again. Defendants stood before the magistrate and pleaded together, saying guilty at the same time. Last December, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal said that violates the rules of criminal procedure. The court in Tucson slowed down and cleaned up the process. But lawsuits are still pending. Tucson federal public defender Heather Williams thinks Operation Streamline still violates defendants' rights. Imagine, she says, if the tables were turned.
What if your sister was in custody in France or in Uganda or in Thailand and was treated and shuffled through a process all in one day where they could be facing up to 6 months in prison the way that people from Mexico and Central America are being shepherded through in this? The United States government would be absolutely outraged, and they'd be right in being outraged.
Alia Ludlum, a former prosecutor, is the presiding judge in Del Rio. She says the process works well now. She doesn't buy complaints that defendants are getting hustled through the system.
They have counsel. They're in court in counsel. We address them individually in court, as a group as well as individually. They have time to allocute to the court. They have a copy of their charges. They have a copy of the discovery. I'm not real sure which due process rights we keep supposedly violating.
We weren't given access to defendants while they were in custody, so we went across the border to Nogales, Sonora. Prisoners from Tucson are released here, and they often find their way to charities which feed and house them. We found Filiberto Robledo Aguilar at the Center for Attention to Deported Migrants, where he came for dinner. He seemed to understand what happened to him in court.
They did explain to us before our rights, and also if you want to waive those rights and leave voluntarily, you can, or if you don't want to, you can fight the case, and then you have to stay I don't know how long.
But he was also confused. He said he didn't have a lawyer, though he must have. He said he doesn't understand why last year, when he crossed in Texas, he was returned to Mexico without going to court. Regardless, Filiberto Robledo Aguilar is not deterred by his conviction. He says he'll try to cross again. I'm not against the authorities or anything like that, he says, but I need to work. We'll hear more from him later today on All Things Considered, and we'll explore whether Operation Streamline is a success. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
And you can hear more from the federal judges who spoke with Ted at NPR.org. This is NPR News.